Are you ready?
Are you?
Oh, you're just taking your shoes off. You don't need shoes for this. This is going to be an easy one, baby. All right.
I need shoes. These are my comedy shoes.
They do look pretty funny.
Hey.
They do look funny. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That would be us. We've got some weird volumes going here. There's our song. There's headphones. Maybe that was a problem.
Sounds say good here.
Say something. Talk
something,
to me.
Something.
A little louder. You
something.
Talk.
Tell me something.
Okay, good. All right. Well, today, I don't know if all these other couples are having the same issues. We are, after all, we live in a very, it's weird because it's a progressive city, very progressive.
Yeah.
But it's also very conservative when it comes to your health. We've been quarantining for...
Since February? No.
Yeah, since late February.
Well, I think it's like beginning of March.
Okay, we'll just say the beginning of March. So it's a March, April, May, June, July.
So that's like 4.5 months? Almost five.
Almost 5 months now. And I got to say, we've done pretty well.
Yeah.
You know, as a couple.
Yeah.
Getting through this and still enjoying each other's company and whatnot. But we've had our times.
Sure.
In fact, I'm sensing a little more of it more recently.
Like right now?
No, I'm not. No, not like right now. But we have been getting into a couple of, two discussions we're going to talk about today. One is very lighthearted. The other one is pretty serious. And we'll get
so
into
no
that.
Middle ground.
Nope,
very extreme.
No middle ground. Plus, we also have Dear Dumbs today, which is a segment we've been starting to do on the show where you send us your advice questions.
Yes.
The Dear Dumbs has turned into an article, much like a Dear Abby type of article. And you can find that now on Folio Weekly in Jacksonville. Folio monthly, weekly, daily. I don't know what it is.
It comes out once a month, but they still call it weekly.
Okay.
Right?
Well, yes. So and I believe you can be able to see it online. For those of you that are not in Jacksonville, Florida, you can pick up a hard copy, which they sent us a couple the other day. Looks really good. I'm really excited.
It does
it's
look
funny,
great.
It's funny to see our name in print, isn't it?
It is weird. It's very odd.
It's very, very odd, but they did a great job with it.
Goes to the rest of the year, though. It's been an odd year so far. Why not make it odder?
Yeah, the world's going to hell. May as well give Terry and Sherry an article.
Yeah, nobody's going to read it anyway.
none of that. So we'll be getting into some Dear Dumbs today. That's a great question, too. I think it's a doozy.
Okay.
All right, before we do that, we got to catch up. We are going to be taking 2 weeks off.
Yes.
It is our summer vacation. We always get 2 weeks off. I apologize that we're not doing a podcast. But why would I not work on Lex and Terry and then work on this?
You wouldn't.
We do need some downtime. We need some time to...
Staycay.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some stay stuff. But I don't know what, you know, we'll be doing some fun things.
Yeah.
I think, you know, we're going out to a really cool dinner.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Out on an island somewhere.
Yeah.
Last night we had a nice dinner.
We did.
Out on the patio. There's riots going on here.
So it was a riot dinner.
Yeah. In fact, listen to that. That is the start of things.
It's ramping up.
This is the day it started. Yesterday, they did it in another part of town.
We're not too far away, though.
No, walking distance.
Yeah.
And then today, it's supposed to be in our neighborhood. And it's
Did you get the schedule?
I guess they got schedules. It's really weird. It's really strange. It's getting really sad.
I'm starting to feel a little traumatized.
Are you?
Yeah.
I think I am too, maybe, if I don't, I don't know. I don't know what traumatized means.
I get anxious when I hear, oddly enough, it's not when I hear a siren, although that's not great, but it's when I hear a race burner motorcycle.
Really?
Yeah, because last Sunday when they had the...
I think that could be considered racist now, rice burner motorcycle. Seriously, I don't think it's something you could even say anymore.
You're right. I mean, looking at it,
yeah,
does sound
I don't even think it's you can't
insensitive.
We can't say anything. It does sound insensitive,
yeah. and I apologize.
All right. So anyway, go ahead.
But it's
rice
it's,
rocket.
Rice rocket.
No, I'm just that was.
Yeah, that's so different.
No, that is. Yeah, I think that is. I think
but the reason for that was is they. Do you remember when they were these protesters or whatever they are. are starting to get organized, and they had had four or five guys on
motorcycles.
Non-American. Yeah, there's the zing, zing, zing,
what
zing.
What does it matter what type of motorcycle?
Because they have a unique sound. A zing, 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 zing instead of
okay. It sounds like you're being invaded.
So, no, it wasn't even that so much. It was like four or five of them down there, and I watched them because we could see straight down to that intersection I'm talking about, and they used the motorcycles and all these other people in a very organized way to block the intersection. People, our neighbors who were just trying to
get home
or, you know, trying to go to the grocery store, I don't know, drive to this somewhere, weren't allowed to. They were blocking it off, and it affected me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't anything new. I mean, this is something we've seen here for as long as we've lived here.
Not to this extent.
It's always on May Day. It's always something. But now it's just getting a little out of hand. And it's to the point where now we're going to get into this here in a little bit. To now where I'm having feelings that I've never had before.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to wonder about myself and about the world in general. But before we get into that, we do need to thank our new Patreon members.
Okay.
What?
I thought we were already on to that other discussion. My apologies.
No, we're not on to that.
Not even close. My apologies.
We want to thank Flight Attendant Joe Thomas.
Yay.
Who's in there.
Welcome, Joe.
And we need to start supporting his podcast as well. And it is called Grounded with Flight Attendant Joe. It's great. We have been on it together. He's also interviewed me separately. And he's just a great interviewer, very inquisitive. He's very funny, very dark.
Oh, yeah. He's hilarious.
So if you want to check out his podcast and support him on Patreon, do that as well. I know that we are going to be doing that. Dennis and Peggy Autry are brand new. We were not expecting that. They're friends of ours.
Love them.
And they are owners of the Autry House,
which we talk about all the time.
All the time.
But now we have a reason to talk about it.
And we also want to welcome Shauna Carlson. Shauna, thank you very much for your support. We really appreciate it. What is your support doing? Well, it's keeping the show going.
Right.
Podcast, even though people think they're free, they are not free.
Yeah.
And I have a business manager I have to answer to, and that is Sherry. But we have a brand new podcast machine showing up, the Rodecaster Pro, which they said, I got an email from them and a phone call from them saying they sent it. So I'm excited about seeing that. That's going to really make things a lot easier, but not only that, a lot more professional.
If there was an equivalent in the guitar world, what would it be?
Why the guitar world?
Well, you know, because you got these instruments.
It's an instrument.
It's an instrument.
You know, first of all, I don't know anything about guitars, how would I even be able to do that?
I don't know. Just humor me. Gibson, Les Paul. I don't know.
I would say that
this is... What's the preeminent guitar?
I would say that this is, as far as these types of machines go, there's a lot of different things out there. Out of all the research that I've done, this gives you a lot of options to do a lot of really neat things.
Oh, okay.
Including streaming, which is what we plan to be doing this show live on Mondays. If I get the machine here, obviously during vacation, I will be playing with it, trying to figure out how to play, work it out and everything else, how to stream. And we will be getting our Monday streaming afternoon shows. So you won't be getting your podcast on Monday mornings anymore. You're going to have to wait for us to go live on Mondays, and then you'll get it immediately after the show. You'll still be getting it on Mondays, just not Monday mornings.
Will you be able to play Stairway to Heaven on it?
If I record Stairway to Heaven on it, I will be able to do that.
Okay.
You're really going to stick with this, aren't you?
You are going down
with the ship, aren't you? That is really nice. Okay. Hopefully the P1s, speaking of the, whatever they're called, what are we called? The Patreon members. Speaking of you people.
Jumped in.
We have those people as well, but we had the original 17 that signed up for the first time. Hopefully you guys have got your beanies. They all went out. I've not received anything back saying it went to the wrong address.
Right.
So we're on our way. So that's good.
Enjoy your beanie on this 100-degree day.
Yes, exactly. Just hang on to it, okay? We'll get into that. All right. So let's get into the stuff here, all right? So, like we talked about, let's do the lighthearted one first. Okay, let's go lighthearted.
And you want to end on a low note? No.
Okay. We got lighthearted argument. We have a serious argument.
All right.
Then we have a then we have our Dear Dumbs.
Okay.
So that's right. That's the way good, it's going to go. A little little light. Ugly eye. Okay.
Okay, go.
So I saw a side of Sherry and she saw a side of me, which I don't know if I'm changing. I have no idea what's happening to me. I hope I'm not going to become one of those people as they get older, they get more conservative or understanding or soft, because I find myself getting a little softer. But in this case, I feel like I'm proud of myself for being softer in this case.
Yeah.
You and I were walking down by the lake the other day, and there are a group of girls. Do you know where I'm headed with this? Okay.
Yeah.
There are a group of girls laying out by the lake.
Oh, they were laying out? I thought there was ones that were going to get on the stand-up paddleboard. I thought that was the group you were talking about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you just go.
Thank you. And you probably are confusing these, and I'm going to have, this will start another fight.
Oh my God.
And anyway, they were laying on the, and maybe they were on the stand-up paddle, but maybe you're absolutely right. You're right. They were on the stand-up paddle.
Thank you.
Board.
Okay. I have this on record.
You do. I have no problem. Unlike you, I have no problem saying I fucked up. Unlike you. Completely unlike you.
Because I never do.
These girls were getting they were renting a stand-up paddle board.
Yes.
Out on the lake. Even though I guess you could do that here as you're social distancing. I have no idea. But anyway, it was a group of maybe five girls.
Maybe something like that, yeah.
So right around there. And they're all young.
Yeah.
Younger.
Yeah.
The young side.
20s.
They're all wearing, I guess this is in style now, the G-string bikinis again, which I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of it. If you walk by the lake, I saw a lot of ass at the lake.
There was a lot of ass at that lake.
Yeah, a lot of ass. And they're, so I think it's an in thing now for the younger chicks to wear.
I think
and
it's
if
just
it,
more.
If it is, ladies, thank you.
I think it's more of an issue of tan lines.
Is,
honestly.
I don't care. Whatever it is,
I'm just
it works for me as a guy.
Because the chic people are not wearing those.
They don't wear any at all. I don't care about chic. I care about ass.
Well, you said what's in style, so that's why.
Well, I think that a lot of people, I'm noticing, and so are you, that a lot of women are wearing the G-strings. A lot of girls are wearing the G-strings. Let's not say women. The chic comes into women, I guess. But they're wearing these G-strings, and, you know, you look. You just look.
They have to. It's hanging out there.
Yeah, and it's like a thing. And one of the girls, there's a group of five, and four of them looked young. And as far as I'm concerned, when you're young and you got your body, use it as a commodity.
Yeah, enjoy it because it doesn't last.
It doesn't. So have fun with it. Do it. If I had known now what I know then, I'd never got anywhere with my shirt on.
And me too.
You know, even though I was like really skinny, but so what? I had abs.
I had abs for days.
Yeah, you still look great though.
But I don't have my abs anymore. They're not coming back.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
So we were. We saw these girls, and they all look great. They were getting their stand-up paddles, but there's one girl that must have been 200 pounds.
Yeah.
She was definitely tipping two bills.
Yeah. It was.
She wanted to dress like her friends did.
Yeah.
And had a G-string, and it looked like she had so many pock marks, and it was so. I don't know what had more dimples in it, that or a golf ball.
Yeah.
You know, it was.
It did look. I can testify.
And you jumped on her as you and I were talking. You were like, oh, my God, look at that. That's disgusting. That's, you know, that.
I think you saw it first. What I remember, you brought it up first.
No, I did not. And she and then we started talking about it. I'm going, you know, you're saying, why is she doing that? And I said, why can't she? Why does she have to feel why does she have to feel even worse about herself?
Because that's going to make you feel worse. She could wear something that's actually flattering and where she doesn't look bad. Wear something that fits. Wear something that, because I couldn't even notice any other. She probably had some nice attributes that you wouldn't even paying attention to because all you saw was that big ass.
So we had this long discussion. We're walking around the lake. I'm really debating it. So where does the line go? Because I like the way. You finally said something that made sense to me right now.
Yeah.
When we were on our walk, you didn't. You said that she could find something that's more flattering to her.
Right.
But you know, if all of your friends are doing something, it's no fun. It's no fun to feel that way. I've been that guy before. If all of my friends had money and they were doing something and I couldn't go, you know, it's the worst feeling ever.
Sure.
So what I looked at it by looking at her is here's a young woman who has some confidence. Yeah, well, I'm sure she would love to look like her friends in this. I'm sure she would love that. But you know what? God bless her for pulling that thing on and look and letting those two hams
and grossing
stick
us
out
all
there.
Out. What did I say the other day? Then what was I saying that was?
You were just like what you just said. She's grossing us out. She shouldn't do this. She shouldn't do this. You know. But I didn't know that there were other things out there that she could wear that would be possibly just as flattering.
Yes. More flattering. I mean, that wasn't flattering at all. It was like,
no,
she's going
wasn't.
Out of her way to look bad.
No, it was, you know, I looked at it as a self-esteem issue, and I felt happy for her that she felt good enough to do that. That's the way I looked at it.
Okay, then.
Okay. So, I guess there's no more argument. That was like a dud right there. Bottom line, ass is good. I really like the styles. I really do. You should be doing that.
Oh, no.
You really should. You could so get away with that.
No.
You could so get away with that.
Oh, no, Terry. Bless your heart.
How about we both do it? Maybe on staycation. We'll do that.
We'll go out and rent some paddle boards.
We'll rent paddle boards. Or we'll land on our patio where the people in the, you know, and the higher looks could look at us.
Look down on flabby ass.
Yeah. Well, I hope tonight we don't have to, you know, hope our place isn't on fire or anything.
Yeah,
this is crazy.
Yeah.
Our friend Miranda came over yesterday, one of the Andas, by the way.
Yeah.
And if you go to my Instagram page, I've always talked about the Andas, so have you.
Yeah.
There's Amanda, and Miranda. Those
and
are the
Sherry.
Andas. And Sherry. They kind of hang out.
Which
they do things together.
Doesn't belong.
Yes.
I'm going to change my name to Sharanda.
See, you should, you know. But you have confidence like the girl in the big fat bikini suit. But she was over here yesterday. And you know, and all of the Andas are beautiful women. They are. They've got it going
on.
Yeah,
they are.
They have it
they
going
are.
On. If you guys are like four chicks, peas in a pod.
Yeah.
And
I'm,
you do your thing.
I'm the weakest link in that
shut
group.
Shut up.
Yeah.
But they're out there. They do their thing. And, you know, when you see them coming, you go, whoa, look at these girls.
Aww.
You know, that type of thing. And I never want to post a picture of anybody because I respect their privacy.
Right.
I also know our listeners, how they can be.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know if you could or not. And Miranda's very good on social media.
Oh, she's a genius.
And she looks fantastic and all that. So I posted a picture of her with her permission.
Yes.
So you guys now have permission to follow one of the
Andas. That's right.
One of the Andas is the way I look at it. So go follow her on Instagram.
She's
go
a designer. Instagram page. She's got great.
Yeah, she's a clothing
taste.
Designer. She's got it going on.
She's gorgeous.
And she's beautiful.
Eye candy. She's some eye candy. Who couldn't use some eye candy?
Well, not only that, as pretty as she is, she's even a prettier person.
I know.
As a person.
I know it.
She's very, very nice.
I could learn some things from her.
You really could.
I know.
Yes, you could. So you think about that. All right. So another thing we're arguing about here is there's these riots that are going on.
Yeah.
And it's getting strange. It's getting very weird, especially in the Pacific Northwest, not just Seattle. We had them every night for quite a few weeks, months.
But it was different. It wasn't, other than that first really violent day where there was looting and everything, it got to be like a legitimate protest. There wasn't any riot.
Yes.
There wasn't any looting. There wasn't a riot. It was just a march.
And they were angry. They weren't being destructive.
Right.
And you understood it. And at times you wanted to get out there and join them.
Yeah.
Because obviously we feel that way, but we just didn't want to get sick. I don't want to walk around with a bunch of people.
No.
I'm a little freaked out by the COVID thing.
You should be.
I don't want to be laying there with a thing in my throat, a ventilator or something.
I don't either.
I don't want any of that stuff.
Better safe than sorry.
So these things have been going on, and then it's getting really violent in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
And they called in the feds.
Right.
And they brought in the feds here to Seattle for this weekend. They were supposedly on standby last night. They were not needed.
They never used it. Well, they never. My opinion is that they were waiting for the possibility of the rioters to get to a federal property, like the federal courthouse that we have there. And then I think they were going to
protect it.
Ostensibly.
Yes. But you and I have been having this debate where I am so tired of this because at this point, I don't think it's a Black Lives Matter thing anymore.
I don't either.
I think it starts out as that.
Right.
And then all these, because you look down at the Black Lives Matter, it's a very well mix of people.
Right.
It's Black, it's white, Mexican, it's, you know, all races,
and
all
ages too,
all ages, kids.
Yeah.
I mean, there's out there. And, and then it kind of splinters off where all these white kids, and they're all white, men and women.
And they're of a certain age too.
Yeah, they're of a certain
age. I would
say
not many of them are over 30.
No. And they come in wearing their black masks and their black shirts and shorts and shoes and umbrellas and all this stuff and rocks and guns and and everything.
They've infiltrated. They've infiltrated a legitimate cause.
And they're the ones that are wreaking havoc. They're the ones that are breaking the windows. They're the ones that are doing all of this stuff.
Yes.
And in my mind, even though I don't know much about politics, I don't like things when they get political.
Yeah.
But to me, this is not political. This is somebody who is a group of people who is coming to people's towns, including Seattle, tonight, that are here to do damage.
Right. And that's
there has to be some sort of law. And they and our city is so fucking weak.
Yeah.
Our city council is the weakest piece of shit.
They
people
really are.
In the
they
world.
Need to go. In they fact, I think they need to go to jail.
Yeah.
It's getting to that point.
Exactly. They really should be because they are trying to take anything away from the police to
right
now this time it's just police officers standing there in their uniforms.
With
they're sitting
empty
ducks.
Hands. Yes.
Yeah, they're sitting ducks.
Right.
And it's, you know, what no matter what you think of police or not,
right.
These people are here to cause problems and they're being allowed to do so because of our city council.
And what's really scary to me is now the protesters are throwing explosive
bombs.
Stuff.
Explosive at the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So to me, sorry, bring back the tear gas. Bring back the, what are they, all the other stuff.
So Sherry and I have been having a legitimate argument, and it's been pretty bad, you know, to the point we're seeing the little different sides of each other. I look at you, and I think that you've been brainwashed way left because you don't like this current administration so much that he's incapable or they're incapable of making any good decision in your mind. Any good decision.
Who are we talking about now?
I'm talking about the feds coming in.
Oh, okay.
And being sent in by our government.
I don't have a problem with it if it was working, but they've been in Portland for a week now and nothing has changed.
You know, their guns are taken away too. These people, seriously, I don't want violence.
Right.
But I think that if you go out looking for trouble, I hope you fucking get it.
That's what they want.
But I hope you get it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, shooting a guy right in the forehead in front of all of his buddies is going to send a message.
Yeah.
So what? You're going to pay a family a bunch of money. You're going to get sued. You're going to be in court forever. Who fucking cares? Gun them down. I know it sounds horrible of me to say it. It's horrible. I can't believe I'm even thinking of this. But I think I am because I'm seeing it so firsthand here.
So
I'm seeing the devastation.
Yesterday there was arson. A couple of these assholes
jumped
a fence. It was on the news.
Lit a wooden
news
trailer on fire.
Yeah, a couple trailers.
Yeah.
So if the cops had seen him and caught him, shoot him. I don't have a problem with that. I think that that's a great idea. I endorse that mightily.
But you and I have been going back and forth because you don't agree with me. You think that
I think
Fed's presence is doing worse.
It's exacerbating things.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, I do.
I think it's bad no matter what, and I think they're going to do it no matter what, and I think they're just going to use that as an excuse. But if the feds and the police were allowed to do their job and protect the taxpayers, protect the citizens, protect the property and everything else, then we would be just fine.
Well, why isn't the Fed... Why aren't these goons, whatever they are, why aren't they armed? They might as well be.
And hopefully they will be. We'll see tonight. I don't think they're going to take any shit. And I hope they don't.
Yeah.
But we've had, you know, you and I, and I think that's it's a horrible feeling for me to be, because in my mind, I have to separate the reason why they're doing this, the way it starts out as a BLM or a protest or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Into just a riot.
That's what it was yesterday.
And you actually, I saw some people, interviewed that were part of the thing. And they saw, you know, part of the march. And then they saw all these people infiltrate it and start throwing rocks, right, and start throwing stuff and doing things. And they backed away. They said, we're out. We're going home.
That's exactly what I would have done if I was a legitimate protester.
And you were talking to a security guard the other day. What was he saying?
Yeah. It was outside where I got my haircut. And I think he's on the National Guard, too. So he has a little bit of knowledge.
First-hand knowledge.
Yeah. And he said, I said, you know, I really wish that the protesters would at least police them among themselves. Like, if they know each other, they know who the protesters are.
Some of them have.
And then when they see someone get in their group and they start, you know, instigating violence, they should, you know, throw that person out or do something. So he actually told me, he goes, they actually did that the first time when we had our violent situation back whenever, mm-hmm, earlier. But I don't know if they're doing that now, he didn't say.
Yeah, it's very hard to predict what's going to happen. It's very unsettling, especially when you live at it. I'm not joking, people. We are right in the heart of it.
Yeah.
Our house overlooks a police department that they go march on every day.
Yeah, it's kitty corner from here.
I mean, they're walking right on our streets. Everything is boarded up. Businesses are closing early. It is, or even for the whole day. And it's got, you walk around downtown, it's got an eerie feeling. This is no way to live.
It's not.
You know, and I understand why people live in the suburbs now.
It helps no one. It's devastating our economy. Our economy was already bad, and it helps no one.
No.
It doesn't help the BLM people. It helps no one.
So at least you and I can agree that if you go out looking for trouble, we hope you get it in the worst way.
Yeah. If you,
no matter who delivers it to, no matter if it's our police force, a citizen,
yes,
or the feds.
Yes.
Right here.
But, yeah.
Right here. Okay. All right. We got that. It is very odd, though. It is very eerie.
Yeah.
And I, tonight, well, you know, we're barbecuing some ribs.
Yeah.
We're sitting high atop the world in our white privilege, watching it go on. But I'm telling you, I mean, our thoughts are with the people out there that do this, the protest.
Right.
I understand. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
But not the troublemakers.
No.
The guy told you, that's what I was hoping you would talk about.
Oh.
That guy that told you said, and I was there when he said it, and I had just shown up. And he said that he knows that a lot of these people are being paid and giving bus tickets.
Yeah, I don't.
Hey,
I haven't. It's possible.
Sure,
I haven't seen the evidence.
Who else is that passionate to where they're going to do this stuff, put their lives at risk to do this?
I think right now that's just an anecdotal thing. There's no evidence of that. I mean, it's possible.
There might be,
but until there is evidence, I'm not going to continue
Then depending which political side you stand on, you either say that it's white supremacists supported by the right, right wingers, major weird right wingers, or it's a George Soros left wing thing paying people off. You know, go ahead and do your conspiracy theories. I just hope whoever it is,
gets their ass beat.
Yeah,
I don't care what side they're on.
I don't care at all.
If they're creating
you
violence.
And I can't go on out and do this. If you and I walked out the street today and started screaming shit and throwing bricks in a building, we would be taken down and beat up.
Right. As you well know? We should.
Exactly. All right. Whew, boy.
All right.
It's time to get all serious there on people, but this is what we're living with. This is what's happening with us, people. All right. It's time for Dear Dumbs. Look at this. I got a Dear Dumb song.
I like it.
Do you like this
song? You did a good job.
Okay.
That's perfect. Keep that one.
Dear Dumbs. I love your podcast. It gives me real feeling of hope that I too can find the right person without being fake. You're so real and funny. You both admit your flaws and own them. Thank you for the inspiration. I'm a 45-year-old woman. I've been divorced for 15 years now. During that time, I've had a few long-term relationships. I consider myself to be very passionate. Okay, I love sex. I'm pretty sure Terry would call me out on trying to cover it up by calling myself quote-unquote passionate. Anyway, the men I'm with get that passion, and then they give it to me in return. A few months ago, after my last relationship, I met a wonderful man. He's 3 years older, great manners, looks good, works out, makes me laugh, sensitive, and he really seems to be into me. The best part is that we have similar values. He's not a mouth-breathing Trump supporter. He supports me in my dreams and doesn't expect me to do what he says like I see so much around here.
Yeah. sexist, it sounds like.
Whatever. Yeah. This is her opinion. This is her email. Yes. I'm just reading it.
Yeah.
But said, but here's the juicy part. He's crappy in bed. He told me that he's, quote, never been that wild in bed, unquote.
Oh, so he knows he's...
Yes.
Okay.
But he does seem to enjoy sex. I don't think you have to be, quote, wild in bed to be a great lover, but this man isn't even into kissing, and I love kissing and foreplay. I feel as though I can't even be myself in bed because I might scare the hell out of him. That leaves me feeling unsatisfied and kind of sad, maybe even a little angry at times. My question to you is, am I putting too much emphasis on sex? Everything else is good with this man. Thanks for your time, Maggie in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida.
PVB.
PVB. Our old stomping grounds.
Yeah,
we lived there.
We did.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first?
You go first.
Well, obviously sex is important to her. She said that. But there's all those other things. To me, I don't know. As you get older, your sex drive goes down. Right? She's 45, so she may have not noticed that yet, but it's going to happen, lady. What was her name? Maggie.
Maggie.
Maggie, it's going to happen. And what are you going to be left with? I mean, if you want to build a relationship on just sex, I don't think that that's a long-term
goal.
Solution.
But he's bad. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not like it's manageable and doable, and I get satisfied every once in a while. He's bad.
Maybe
doesn't even like foreplay. He doesn't even like that stuff.
And he sounds too old to change his stripes.
What if he's a few years older? So
I mean,
like,
maybe she could
he's
coach
coming
him
in
a
on 50.
Bit.
Maybe.
But it
sounds
have...
like they've had a talk.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I mean, he's aware of his shortcomings. Yeah.
What I don't like are the people, and this has nothing to, this isn't going to help her at all, but it just hit me. I don't like the people that are one way before they get married, and then when they get married, they shut the faucet off.
Yeah.
It's like they're a freak. You could touch me, you could do this, you could call me names, you could gush all over my face. You could do all this stuff, but after a while, it's like, no, I'm too tired. I don't like that. I think it's bullshit. So it's just as bad the other way, is my point.
Yeah.
I think it's important.
I really do think it's important.
All the other stuff, those are great. He respects you. He sounds like he's a diamond in the rough in the area where you live. He's funny.
Yeah.
He supports your goals and dreams, but it's only been a few months.
Right.
I'd say give it some more time.
Good.
I really would. To me, a few months is still high. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I mean, in 3 months, if you're... Is that what it said, a few months?
I think so.
Let me take a look here. Because if it's just been a few months, let me take a look here. Goes over, this man isn't even a kiss. Pretty sure. 3 years older. I don't forget what it's... A few months ago.
Yeah.
Yes. To me, that's still the audition period.
Yeah.
To me, this isn't even a relationship.
Yeah. It's
to me, this is an easy breakup. This is like, to me, you could easily say something to this guy because it's so new. You don't have to worry about hurting his feelings so much.
Yeah.
You can say, listen, you got to step it up.
Yeah.
You got to step it up a bit. You have to trust me. If I'm speaking from the woman's point of view, you got to trust me. We got to have some fun. What are some fantasies you've had? Surely you've had some fantasies because I really like you. I really want to be with you.
Yeah.
And I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
But let's just say, I find myself not being myself around you in bed. But, tell her exactly the way you said that.
Yeah.
She did word that awfully. She really
nice.
Did.
Awfully good.
You feel bad about yourself. You get angry at times.
Yeah.
And you're not satisfied.
Right.
And if you're not satisfied, you're going to cheat on him.
Yeah.
You are going to take the nice guy and ruin him. You will. By fucking the pool guy.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen to you. So don't put the guy in that position. If he's a nice guy, don't ruin a nice guy.
Yeah.
So I would, 3 months, I even say you're like a year or two before you really know the person. Work on the stuff. Don't be afraid to, especially early on in relationships. Don't be afraid because you're not going to hurt feelings.
Yeah. And relationships, like we said before, they do require work. Nope. I think some people think it should just be easy peasy all the time. And it's not. You gotta.
Yeah, but the sex part should be the easiest part. Usually like we're having sex. We agreed on something, you know, so let's do this. Let's have the sex part. But it's so I would say personally, what I would say is don't be afraid to talk to him about it. It sounds like you already have, but word it the way you did with in the email.
Yeah.
And then say, you know, if it doesn't change, I like you a lot, because they haven't exchanged the love yous or anything. 3 months, they've probably been together sexually.
Oh.
Just a few times.
Well, should they be doing that? It's COVID time.
Good point. I know. But it's Florida.
I know. So,
you know, they don't have COVID there.
That's right.
It's completely non-existent.
It doesn't exist at the border.
Right at the border.
Yeah.
They say, fuck it. You can't come in here.
That's right.
God bless Florida for doing that. You guys are great. So, yeah. So that's my advice.
Yeah. I think it's good advice.
Oh, look at that. All right. Maybe we should include that one in our Dear Dumbs.
I think we should
Dumbs
do that one. That's a good one.
That's a good one?
Yeah.
All right. But if you do have a Dear Dumbs email, you can go to terryjames.com. Just hit the comment section. And I think it is comment or contact section.
Contact.
And leave a Dear Dumbs email there. We'd love to hear from you.
You should have something separate just for
I got to work on it. Yeah. You know, I'm thinking about actually getting a Gang of Two website.
Oh. Okay.
If this thing just keeps going.
Yeah.
You know, get a Gang of Two website with the whole thing and blah, 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 blah. All right. There you go. Oh, boy. What are you going to do, Cher?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to miss you guys for 2 weeks. I really am. I like doing this.
Do you?
Yeah. I'll probably record some Terry James Alive podcast.
Because you'll be that bored.
I'll be that bored, but I can't ask you to do it, so.
Well, with the understanding that, you know, I don't want to put off, you know, going on a day trip or something for that.
But don't worry about that.
Okay.
You'll be fast asleep. That's when I do those normally on alone, or when you're washing your hair. That's when I do those shows. I don't need you looking at me weird. Anyway, thanks to, let's go backwards. Let's go to the Autry House.
Autry House.
Dennis and Peggy Autry, just great people, but the Autry House is beautiful. If you're looking for the best place to vacation, a weekend getaway, it's a romantic getaway.
Well, from the southeast, it may not be a weekend, but.
That's true. You may want to stay a little longer.
Back when we're traveling again, that should be at the top of your list.
Just check out the Autry House, Autrey House. You'll be blown away. It's in Manzanita Beach, Florida. You'll love it.
Yeah.
TheMertaylor.com. Thanks to everybody over there at TheMertaylor.com. They make mermaid suits and other things, even the Gang of Two face mask, which Miranda got one and loved it.
That's right.
10% off Gang of Two. If you just mention Gang of Two, if anything that they sell would accept.
The silicone products.
Yes, good job. WeBingeTV.com, Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com. They do a great job. What a great service.
Yeah.
They've really helped me out figuring out what to watch television-wise, how much time to invest.
Yeah.
We started Ozark thanks to them.
We did.
It's dark.
We've only been two shows.
But it's dark. You can tell it really is. Sasan and everybody from Prescient Surgical, who have been working really hard at PrescientSurgical.com. It's a startup in San Francisco, California.
Yes.
They've been working really hard on all kinds of things, health-wise.
I think that particular one, laparoscopic or maybe robotic surgery?
You're asking the wrong person.
I believe something like that.
Okay, well, there you go. Eb Daigle & Sons Construction in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you guys for sponsoring the show. Hopefully some people use you guys when they need addition to their home.
No kidding.
They will make that happen for you. They put on like screen porches and things like that. They do a wonderful job. Panini Pete, speaking of wonderful jobs.
Panini Pete.
He's got so many restaurants going on. Just find him online. And if you're ever in the Alabama, you know, what's it called? A panhandle of Florida area.
Yeah.
He's got everything going on.
Yeah.
You've seen him probably on the Food Network and all that. But some of his, I mean, God, he's so good.
I know.
Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com. Use the promo code PODCART for 10% off roughcutdecor.com. Please go by the website and see what they have to offer. Jeff and Angie Strumayer, thank you guys for all your support. Cammie, Psychic Cammie, who was on last week.
Yes.
We got into it a little bit with her.
We did.
But it was fun. I enjoyed it. I liked it. She's feisty. I like it. let's see, Cook, Flat, and Strobel Surveying and Engineering.
Uh-oh.
They have changed their name. It is Cook,
right.
Flat, and Strobel Surveying and Engineering. These guys will help you out for all of your engineering needs. Have a great week, everybody. We really appreciate you. I have a great couple weeks, and we really appreciate you guys.
We'll have vacation stories.
We definitely will have vacation stories, and hopefully, and I know we will have a new podcast machine.
Oh, that's right.
All right, be safe, everybody. Love you guys.